when you watch racing at Daytona, it's a different style of racing. It'll be different than what you're going to see at Las Vegas Motor Speedway on Sunday, because the racetrack at Daytona is just a bigger track. It's 2.5 miles around, and you have to draft, and you have to draft, and you have to hold your position. And by doing that, you got to block the people behind you from trying to get a run on you. And I think as they came down to the start-finish line, you had Denny Hamlin and Ryan Blaney and Ryan Newman, the three guys that were trying to win the race. And Blaney tried to do what all drivers are doing in that race on Saturday, is sort of block the path of Ryan Newman coming forward. They made contact. And after that, when you're going 200 miles an hour, everything just happens in a hurry. Ryan went upside down. And then the worst part of it was he got hit by Corey LaJoie, who literally had nowhere to go while he was upside down. And that was what you saw in terms of that car of Ryan Newman's getting into the infield, catching fire, and then taking about 20 minutes to extract him from the vehicle before they were able to take him to Halifax Hospital for observation.
We should say that these cars are safer than ever, right? I mean, the advances they've made over the last 10 or 15 years are crazy, especially based on what we just saw, how bad that accident was, and it looks like Ryan Newman is going to be okay long term.
Here's the thing, and this is really odd to say, Steve, but these cars, auto racing will never be completely safe, but these cars right now in NASCAR, to your point, are safer as they've ever been. And it's odd to say, but they got a lot safer after 2001 when Dale Earnhardt died in the accident at Daytona. There are safety initiatives on these cars now that came from what happened to Dale Sr. that day that, I'll be frank, if they weren't in the race cars right now, we wouldn't be talking like we are about Ryan Newman. There's infrastructure, the way they build the race cars, the harnesses, the helmets, I mean, you name it. In the last 10 years, you go back just maybe that recently, what NASCAR has done, and the racetracks themselves. You know, the outside wall that now is used in Vegas has this as well, what they call the safer barrier. It's not a cement wall or a guardrail like in the old days. It actually absorbs energy and dissipates the energy away from the driver when the car hits that wall. So all those things added up, I think you're right. That's why Ryan Newman was not seriously injured in that crash.
You mentioned the replacement driver. We have any clue when Newman could be back? I mean, you said that the details on the injuries are scant, but is there any whispers at all about when he could return?
No. See, I've heard nothing on that. And, you know, part of this is no one wanted to speculate. You know, I will actually give the NASCAR media core kudos, because no one was out there speculating injuries or anything like that. So here we are now. You know, we know that he's not going to be in the car this weekend, but we have not heard directly from Ryan Newman. We've not heard directly from the team owner, Jack Roush. We've just gotten statements on all this. So all we know is Ross Chastain, who has been in the Xfinity Series and the Truck Series, he's going to run all the races this weekend in Vegas, as a matter of fact, will be in for Newman on Sunday. But after that, I can't tell you when Ryan Newman is going to be back in that race car. NASCAR does not have a break until the Easter weekend. So the series goes now all the way through the rest of February into March, in the middle of April, before there's a break in the NASCAR schedule.
We got the races this weekend, headlined by the Pennzoil 400 Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This guy's an expert from SiriusXM on NASCAR, host on NASCAR Radio. It's Pete Pistone. Denny Hamlin has been pretty dominant at Daytona. Why is that?
3 out of 5 years he's won, and I think it's funny because I think a lot of people think when you race at Daytona and Talladega, the sister track that's just as big and almost as fast as Daytona, Steve, a lot of people think because of all the accidents, and you get them, that it's somewhat of a luck of the draw to win these races. And I've always said that it takes a skill set to be able to understand how to draft, when to bump, when to make some contact, and sort of use that draft to their advantage. And Denny Hamlin, by far, is the best one we've got in NASCAR right now. That doesn't hurt. He's with the team that's owned by Joe Gibbs, and Joe Gibbs Racing won the championship last year with Kyle Busch. As a matter of fact, won 19 out of 36 races last year. So I think the combination of the car, the team that Hamlin drives for, and just the raw skill he has behind the wheel, he has picked up super speedway racing better than anybody right now. And I have no doubt there's a couple more races coming up later this year, one at Daytona and two at Talladega. Denny Hamlin's going to be the guy to beat, I think, at all three of those races, Steve.